solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The Early Bird Gets the Podcast on this playful episode about axioms, idioms, and dum-dums. Mix up your metaphors and hear a pun second to none with witchy wordplay. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hey, welcome, witches.
Hello.
It is Good Witch, Bad Witch, your favorite podcast. Today, I want to introduce you to the Bad Witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
And her man witch, Daryl Brown.
Hallelujah, there we are. And we have our good witch, Miss Shelley Majors. Shelley
you
Brown.
You took my Hallelujah.
Oh,
I took the Hallelujah from her.
You made me sound like a copier. A copycat, if
He's
you will.
He's the copycat.
But I almost called her Shelley Brown. They call us Cheryl now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our, what is the Brangelina called when you mix two names together? It's a compound.
A Cheryl.
Yes.
Miss Cheryl.
Daryl and Shelley make Cheryl.
Yeah.
Speaking of funny things to do with language, why did Adele cross the road?
Adele?
Yeah.
I don't know.
To say hello from the other side.
That's
nice.
Funny. That's a good one.
Yeah. No, I was looking at puns because we had decided well in advance of today to have
yesterday.
A show about puns. Mm-hmm. And then going down the rabbit hole, I wanted to do a lot of other fun things with language, if that's okay with you guys.
Nice.
But one of the fun turns of phrase that we had in very recent history is we happened to be, the three of us, at a church yesterday for a funeral of a friend's mother. And that's not the funny part at all.
No.
But it was a beautiful, beautiful church. And in the courtyard on our walk, there was a beautiful white statue of a serene-looking Jesus with a beautiful dog with pointed ears. And I said, the Lord is my German shepherd. I shall not want.
It was so funny, you guys. She just didn't even make it as funny as it was when she really said it, because we kind of all just looked at the statue like, well, okay, we get the Jesus thing. I mean, this is what I'm assuming we're all thinking. I get the Jesus, but why the dog?
And it looked like canine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a kind of a Jim Belushi statue of some kind. But with the German Shepherd, I've never associated or equated Jesus hanging out
Jesus
with the German
Shepherd.
Shepherd's. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very breed specific.
And so, yeah, she said, and we kind of, it was funny because we like all just kind of stood there and looked at it, and Shelley just like goes, the Lord is my German Shepherd. And it was really, really funnier than it sounds right now.
It just goes to show that, you know, dogs have always been man's best friend.
That's
you know?
Right.
That's true.
All the men.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So a couple of funny language things. And I know that we have plucked this in a show at different times where you misspeak and say things that... what is that called? Like mixed metaphors. So I had a couple and they might be reruns, but I thought they were kind of funny. And it's, I won't say who did them, but when people are trying to say an expression and they mosh it up and they say it incorrectly,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody that I know, you know, the expression, what is all the fuss about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they are from another country and I don't know if they misunderstood it or think it's cute. Either way, I think it's adorable, but they say, what's all the fuzz about?
All the fuzz.
What's all the fuzz about? And now I can't say it any other way.
That's very bad really sweater.
Cute. That's right. What's all the fuzz about?
What's the fuzz?
My grandson, one time, we had given him a Kindle for a gift. I don't even remember.
The electronic reader?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, but it also got on the internet and everything, so you could play games on it. And it was a big deal. I mean, at the time, because it was the newest iPad, I guess.
Right.
And he just, like, looked like he was going to start crying. And I was like, Caden, what is wrong? And he goes, I can't believe you bought me this. My heart is beeping so fast. And I can't stop saying that. I'm like, oh, my God, my heart is beeping. It's beeping so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's...
Well, hopefully I'm changed forever because that's perfect.
Yeah.
So we did just have a call-in on our personal witch line.
Yeah.
That somebody that knew they were doing a show about puns tonight and all kinds of different tricky language things. And that person says, what state has the greatest number of jokes? Question mark. Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
So I didn't really even know specifically what puns were. I knew it was a play on words and all of that. And if I had to define it without looking at it, which I did look and define it today, I would say it was like a one-liner that plays with the language. but they also get confused with, or I think are kind of mixed up with dad jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like a bada boom, bada bing, like zingers, right?
Yeah, there you go, zingers, yeah.
Right. So luckily, we have a whole jackpot of those that we get from, you know, my feller, Brian, every day to the witches. He sends us some good dad jokes.
Not almost every day, every day.
Every day, and sometimes more
and
than
sometimes
one.
Sometimes like up to 5 times a day.
Well, yeah.
And I think what he's trying to do there is A, possibly avoid work, but also get a rise out of the bad witch because she never reacts because she's always filing nails.
Mm-hmm. I'm always going, and I always look at him and either giggle to myself or actually roll my eyes.
Yes.
And so I figure I don't have to reply back because unless I'm really, really doing one of those. But I know that he knows that I'm actually there. A lot of times I'll actually even read them to my clients.
Oh yeah.
When I see them, I'm like, oh no, and then I'll read it to my clients.
So. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
You had a really good one the other day. Do you remember it?
No.
With the three of us, Lisa really got us a doozy. Oh, okay, hold on. Here's one. I went to the doctor's recently. He said, "Don't eat anything fatty." I said, "Like what? Bacon or burgers?" He said, "No, fatty. Don't eat anything."
Oh no!
Oh my god!
So that's a pun.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the difference between that and like a satire?
Well, I'll give you all the definitions coming up here because there's a million different things. No, but those are great questions. Right now, I was just kind of leading you into it slowly, taking you by the comedy hand.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. But, okay, we got two hippopotamus jokes, and I think these are puns too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a hippopotamus that isn't cool? Just a potamus?
Right.
That's a Mitch Hedbergism.
That is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you call a hippo with one leg?
A hoppo.
Yes.
Yeah,
second that's, hop joke of the week.
Came to me.
That was Brian again.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I can't remember Lisa's funny dude. But anyway, we have lots of silliness for you. But before we get to all the jokes and the games and what all of these different things are, why we say the things we say that seemingly don't make any sense to us, let alone to people to other countries and stuff like that, I think it's kind of fun to delve into different kinds of comedy because I think it says a lot about you. Like, are you a dick? Like, are you critical? Are you silly and childlike? All of those things. So I'm going to analyze a little bit of the wordplay in the comedy here coming up. But before we do that, what is the funniest thing that you've heard lately? Like the funniest dad joke or the funniest show that you watched or the funniest comedian or the funniest bit? In very recent times, or aside from hanging out with me,
the funniest thing I've heard lately was that German Shepherd thing. It really, really was funnier than it sounded like when we just said it. That actually cracked me up.
Well,
I think that's when you're stressed and anxious and you don't know who you're going to see and you're sad for your friend and you're just like nervous or whatever. It's kind of gallows humor or dark humor.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, I've been Christian and all that other stuff. I wasn't trying to be given Jesus the middle finger, but what's with the dog?
I don't know. And to answer your question before we go into that, I think that I'm kind of a dick, but like, here's the thing, because I don't like. No, I was going to say I don't laugh at other people's misfortune, but I totally do. But not
the
to
inside?
Their face.
Right.
Like, I was... Okay, so we were at this funeral yesterday, and then we went to the, like, little reception afterwards. And me and Shelley and Daryl were kind of just sitting there, like... just kind of talking amongst ourselves. And I was kind of just thinking if anybody else could hear us, they would think that we were the most awful. Although Shelley always apologizes afterwards, which is funny. I don't apologize for my meanness because nobody, I would never say anything to anybody's face, but it is actually really funny when they're, okay, now I just feel like I should just delete all of this.
We weren't talking any good. People. I think it was just nervousness of the situation.
Perhaps. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. It was like, just like how we would react at different times or, you know, just saying things were a little bit off color.
Right. Well, for one, we had never been to that church before, which I cannot tell you enough how beautiful this church was.
Yeah, it was.
And it was a lovely service. But the hymnal, the thing with the books and the songs. It was Breaking Bread. And I'm like, Lisa, there's a whole book about your show that where they make meth.
Because you forgot to take out the R and the E.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or you put it in.
So anyway, I'm making myself sound stupider than
it was funny. funny at the time, though. I laughed at that, too. Well, okay, here's another example. When we went to the reception, there was nowhere to park.
Right.
And so we were like, oh, should we park in her parking space? She's not going to use it.
Yeah.
We're that kind of dicks.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
that kind of dicks.
God rest her soul. Seriously.
I thought the funniest part of the day was we're sitting there, and like I say, we're going through this beautiful service, and people, you know, they sang some songs, this and that, and we're in church, this and that. And I look over at my wife, and she's got this real dumbfounded look on her face, and she kind of pulls the front of her shirt open. She had her shirt on backwards.
I did. All day.
Yeah.
So the funny thing was, it's one of those shirts that are kind of pleated longer in the back than it is in the front.
And nobody noticed.
No, thank
she's
God.
Just fiddling with it.
Well, like, if they did, they didn't say anything.
It was like, probably Scott.
Look at Lisa starting a new trend. She's reversing it.
I was crisscrossed. But the, crisscross is cool.
The look on her face, she just turns to me. She goes, I was like, oh, honey.
Well, after the 73rd time I got up and knelt and up up and down. And I'm so glad I didn't have to go to the gym also yesterday because I got my workout.
You sure did.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Speaking of Catholics, I found the joke.
Oh.
So this was in the text exchange with Cutie Brian. And he said a few days ago, may the 4th be with you, witches. And Lisa said, and also witch you. He said, the old Catholic altar boy in me appreciates the also with you. Well
it's
played.
So funny that 3 out of the 4 of us are Catholic.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Would you say that, and I'm going off on a tangent, but do you and Brian still consider yourselves Catholics?
I do because I think he does too, and there's different stages, like they were saying yesterday, different stages of practicing or whatever, but you know, we did do the communion and all the other things and the baptism and the yada yada, and I think at my dad's service, he really would have wanted me to go receive the host and all of that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. And I didn't feel comfortable yesterday because it wasn't my church. And, you know, then I had heard after I was taking communion that it's not supposed to be for people that have been divorced. I don't know if that's true or not. And I'm like, if I don't even know that research, maybe I shouldn't be doing that. But I do believe in the concept. And anyway, it's complicated.
Well,
me and Jesus have a situationship.
Yeah, that's the thing that's funny because like I understood, and I know, again, we're going off on a total tangent, and I'm sorry you guys have to listen to this, but I think it's interesting. But as far as Catholicism goes, I felt like if you had received your first Holy Communion, you could always receive communion.
Right.
But I never do when I'm at a Catholic church anymore because I don't consider myself a practicing Catholic.
Right.
And so I feel like I'm being
hypocritical
if mm-hmm. I go up there.
Yeah.
And so unless I'm really hungry. And then if I am, I need that little bit of a snack.
That's kind of like the guy yesterday was explaining, you know, the ins and outs of how you, if you should come up and get it, not come up and get it. I'm like, dude, just say you don't have enough for everybody.
Well, that was funny is I was actually going to touch on that because I've never gone to any church ever where they've told you why you should or shouldn't receive communion.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very strange. Not in a bad way or
like
a good
I said,
way, but just weird. Like I was like,
they were running low on snacks, I'm telling
I
you.
I think maybe so, but because they were like, if you're not in a place where you think you should be receiving Jesus, even if you are Catholic, just cross your arms and we'll give you a blessing. And I'm like, I've never heard that before. And I thought that was very strange.
I did think that was nice and welcoming for other people that have maybe never been to a Catholic service or a mass.
I did too.
To be like, you know, you're still very welcome here, and this is what we do, and this is why, and you can come up and receive a blessing also. But he was really strict about the, if you put your tongue out or your hands out, and we give you the holy, and you walk away with it, well, I'll chase you down.
I thought that was strange, too, because
that was a little aggressive.
Well, when I used to receive it,
I walked away and then put it in my mouth
right. As I was walking away.
And praying and walking and eating.
Yes.
Maybe it causes accidents.
Or you could choke. But I always I don't like eating in front of people, and I think it's weird. I've always thought it was also weird that they just place it on your tongue. It's like,
uh-huh.
But that's an
only
old
one person
people
did that
thing.
Yesterday. Well, everybody else got it in their hands.
It's an older person thing.
I think so too. Yeah.
And it's also a pre-COVID
It's a lazy
thing.
Person. Feed me.
I just always worry that my tongue is discolored because my dentist always tells me to brush it.
Yeah.
And then I brush it, and it's kind of white and yellow. And even though I don't smoke anymore or anything, I don't know. My tongue doesn't look peak and healthy like a cow's. It's look at that.
It looks fine.
It does?
Yeah.
My tongue is
you
normal?
You could have definitely got communion yesterday. You're
yeah.
totally...
I was self-conscious.
Really? No, I just think, like, I think that it's weird, like, somebody would be actually, like, putting something in somebody else's mouth and then putting it in my mouth.
Right.
And it's like, and that was even when I was a kid, yeah. like, pre-COVID. And then the other thing, even as a kid, I thought it was really weird because when I was a kid and I went to Mass, they would have you drink the wine.
Oh, yeah. The cup. They don't uh-huh. even have the wine anymore.
Well, that's very, it's, I always thought germs. As a kid, I was like, germs and spit.
Yeah.
It freaks me out. And even though I wanted to drink the wine because I liked to get a taste of it, I was like, uh-huh. nom, 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 nom,
and stuff. And you've got a drinking problem.
Right.
Very yeah. serious and drinking problem.
Totally. And stuff. I liked the way it tastes, and I liked the being in church and like just licking my lips for the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I still thought it was weird.
Because you thought it was like grape ape.
Do you think yeah. They would freak out if you went up and you go, are there seconds?
No.
Wouldn't it be just the funnest thing in the world just to do shit like that? Like, yeah. and just to get people's reactions without getting punched in the face.
Give me a little bit of that wine
and
one more of these snacks. I'm a little parched. And, yeah.
And that was our intro about wordplay.
Yeah.
This is about wordplay, you guys. I'm sorry that we went into a tangent about priests and stuff.
And we thought we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, right.
Right. But, leave it up to us never to have anything to talk about.
We'll get back with the meat and we'll have more stuff to talk about.
Alrighty.
And we'll probably go off again.
It's tricky to rock around, That's right, our time is tricky.
How is it, Dave?
It's tricky, tricky. It's tricky to rock around, That's right, our time is tricky.
Welcome back to the meat of the show. Part, yeah, where Daryl just yum-nums all over
my
the place.
My favorite part to meet.
And this is, like, the main part of the show.
Yeah.
So, as we had kind of touched on in the first part, we want to know what the difference is between all of the different things, like puns, satires,
idioms,
axioms, sayings, expressions, proverbs.
Yeah, and stuff. So Shelley did a little bit of research on the differences between those, and she's going to give us that information.
A very little bit. So idioms are usually non-literal. So something like break a leg, barking up the wrong tree, that sort of thing. Those are idioms. And so, you know, a lot of these come from olden times or whatever. But there's fables, satire, all that other stuff. But idioms are usually non-literal. And the difference, I think, that was the hardest for me to differentiate reading on these today is between idioms and metaphors. Because metaphors is like, so let's say a simile is something is a thing, like Linus is a rug, like, because he's just laying there like a rug.
Okay.
A metaphor would be like Linus is lying like a rug.
Okay.
So one is like or as, and one is saying that it's something totally different. So what I just said was wrong. But metaphors and idioms are kind of the same, like break a leg has nothing to do with good luck.
And you really don't want them to break their leg.
It's non-literal.
Right.
Just old showbiz talk.
Yes. And the punny things are the play on words, where it's just like, this thing and this thing can mean the same thing.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So there was tons and tons of those, but I made it really small, and that's why I didn't want to take the whole intro with it. But we have some popular expressions, idioms, sayings, all of those things that we're going to have each other fill in the blank. And whoever says it first gets a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Or on the ass.
Okay. Or we could also do it Mad Lib style, and you can make them silly if you want. But if you want to try to win, like Lisa always does, then do it correctly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say you get a point for getting it right, a point for the funniest, and 0 points if you don't get it at all.
I don't have a pen to keep track.
I do, right here.
Okay. All right, I got one for you guys.
Okay.
Okay. He who lives in glass houses shouldn't throw blank.
Stones.
Nice.
Are we just throwing it out there?
Yeah.
Did you know that one?
Yeah.
You were.
Lisa's faster, so she gets one.
Oh.
Okay. Do you want to do one, Lisa, or no?
Yeah, I
go like this. Okay. I go.
Oh. Daryl doesn't understand.
I thought we were going to try and make up our own.
Like, we were, that but too. You were supposed to do that before the show started.
We've got time. We'll go with the flow.
I'm only one beer deep, guys. You know, usually by now I'm a few. I'm a little faster. But okay, go ahead.
The only part that really matters is that I have a point in neither one.
That's fine.
Correct.
Pointer sister. Okay, go.
Okay, mine is, are you just going to go me or just yell it out?
Okay. Yell it out.
Okay. A barking dog
gathers no moss.
Nope. You don't get to barking dog.
A barking dog always knows his place.
Nope, you guys both lose a point.
How about we just don't get any and I give you another one? What was it? A barking dog what?
Seldom bites.
Oh, I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
Well, that's what it means in metaphor. He knows his place. He seldom bites.
That's, yeah, and since you didn't know it, you get another one taken away. Ow!
Lisa's making a big...
No, she just smacked me.
That's okay, right. And sign video, too.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Every rose has its
thorn.
All right, I'll give that one to Daryl.
You can't do it until it's over. You get another point taken away.
I bet Lisa and I will come up with a very different scoring situation.
Okay. Are you scoring too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you yell before it's over, then you... He's very violent, you guys. Okay, it's my turn.
Yes.
Okay. Strike while the...
Iron
flame is hot.
Not food.
I said the flame is hot.
It's not flame. It's iron. You're right.
Yes. Oh, that's good though, Shelly.
Yes.
Shall we?
Plus one. Okay.
Okay. A bird in the hand is worth two in the blank.
Bush.
Feathers.
I want to read a Daryl song. A bird in the hand is worth two in the feathers. And what that means is the thing that you have is worth more than what's out there and that you might have in the feathers.
If you have two feathers in your bush.
Ow. You need to shave.
Oh, dear.
Goodness.
Okay.
Oh, it's my turn. Oh.
Yes.
The meek
shall inherit the earth.
Yep.
The meek?
Beautiful, soft, furry mammals will inherit the earth.
Why do they get the earth?
The meek. M-E-E-K.
Oh, meek.
Meek.
Oh, I thought you said the mink. That's what threw me off. I'm like, the mink?
You didn't either. You wouldn't have known it anyway.
Oh, God. I've been looking over my shoulder for mink.
They're taking over. The mink are coming.
It's the planet of the mink.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, the early bird gets the
worm.
Worm. You started before she was done.
I got to get somewhere.
You might.
Don't you mink me, you worm girl.
Okay.
All
right.
Lisa.
Mine is a stitch in time.
Saves nine.
Yep.
What does that mean?
That means I don't remember.
You save nine minutes
like
if
game.
You stitch it yourself?
I'll look it up okay. Between
I should have looked up origins like I said I was going to.
Okay.
The stitch in time never crochets.
Nope. What?
Look before you
walk.
Blink. Lisa.
Thank you.
Letha.
Look before you walk.
Well, you should. That's just common sense.
Could be a mink for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like an axiom is a proposition that lends itself to generalities. So look before you walk would probably be an axiom, I would think. It's like a cliche, but different.
Crickets. Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Every dog
has
its day.
Good one, Daryl.
Got one.
No every dog barks and bites.
Every dog knows his place.
Okay.
In for a penny, in for a blank.
Dime.
Nope.
In for...
You don't get
infrared.
In for a penny.
In for a blank.
I don't know.
A
it's
good time?
Pound.
Oh.
No. So in for a penny, in for a pound means it's like, well, shit, I already anteed up. I'm in all the way.
Ooh.
Yep.
I don't have any more.
I might have a couple more. Hold on a second.
Okay. I have none, folks.
Barking up the wrong, did we do that?
Tree.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Ha ha.
We did he who shall not have a hene. Give me a GD minute. I had 8 pages of notes.
If you had a little book that was...
Suck it.
This is not a whole...
Suck it.
It's not a whole Bible this time.
Okay, that was that, I
okay,
guess.
So my calculations say that I have plus 4.
Uh-huh.
Daryl has minus 2, and Shelly has plus 2, which means I won.
So me and Shelly tied.
No, you have minus. You had less than
0. I do not, because you can't play that way.
Yeah, you can.
Uh-oh.
Those are my uh-huh.
He who scores wrong gets hit in the head.
That's Confucius.
What was your scoring, Shelly?
I had that you have 5. I never gave myself points because I was laughing too hard, and Daryl got 1.
Oh, okay.
See
were
there?
We close? Okay.
Not at all.
Here's a non-tiebreaker.
Okay.
By the skin of your blank.
Teeth.
Okay. Butterflies in your...
Belly.
Belt.
Bury the...
Hatchet.
Have a chip on your...
Shoulder.
Get cold.
Feet.
Quit something cold.
Turkey.
Oh, my God. Elephant in the...
Room.
Bush.
Why is everything in your bush?
Why is everything in the bush?
Barbara.
Grasping at.
Straws. Nuts.
Hold your.
Grasping at nuts. Say that again.
Hold your.
Horses. Water.
Horses.
Hold your water. Don't have that baby yet. Hold your water.
Okay, tongue in.
Cheek.
There are more than one ways to skin a.
Horse.
Why are you skinning the horse? What did the horse do to you?
Right.
Okay, these are all idioms, by the way. Think outside the.
Box.
Strike while the iron is
hot.
Push the.
Button.
Envelope.
Envelope. Oh.
Silver.
Spoon.
It's tongue. Lining in this case.
Sore tongue.
I think those would all work. Move the goal.
Pardon me? Post.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Have skin in the?
Teeth.
Gross. Game? Do you have skin in the game? You're invested.
You're
invested. The ball is in your?
Court.
If you're estimating something, you're in the?
Ballpark.
No.
Yep. That's exactly right. If something is hard to get information from somebody, it's like pulling
teeth.
Play it by
ear.
Get on the
bus. Horse.
Bandwagon. What is with you, the horses? Get the horses out of here.
Well, it said bandwagon. Yeah, I have something to pull
I'm
that bandwagon.
Almost done. I found an idiom mecca.
Okay.
Six of one, half dozen.
Of another. The other.
Pass the.
Dorchi.
If you're shifting responsibility. And you want to shift something to the left-hand side? Yes, it's the duchy. Duchy. It's his first instinct. Let's pass the buck. Okay, let's say you're going to make small talk. You're shooting the...
Shit.
Breeze. I do all the work.
Shelly,
what? What if you're going
to...
What if you're going to tell a secret? You told a secret, you spilled the...
Beans.
Yes. If something's really easy, it's a piece of...
Wife.
Cake. What?
It's a piece of wife? Are you saying your wife is easy? They're having the time of their wife. Okay, I'm almost done.
I can't breathe.
Okay. If you want to take a blank, it means to politely decline an invitation.
Pass.
Neglect.
Can I take a neglect on that? I'm busy this week.
Was pass right?
That's a rain check.
Oh.
If you want to admit something because it's been bothering you, you get it off of your
chest.
Yes. And if you're sick, you're not literally under the
weather.
Yes. Okay. All right. If you are looking at the small picture instead of the big picture, you can't see the forest for the
trees.
And if something happens every once in a while, it's once in a blue...
Moon? This happened one time about 3 years ago.
And yesterday. Where does your foot go when you say the wrong thing?
Your mouth.
And then, okay, what if there's a rule and it's like a general guideline? It's a rule of what?
Of thumb.
Yes. I'm going to give you one last one.
Okay.
And then we're going to do something fucking else. Okay, what if you take somebody's advice and you think that you're skeptical? You take their advice, but...
With a grain of salt.
That's right! I think Daryl won the second round, the
that's
speed
right.
round.
That's right, pass me that duchy, I'm going to get it.
Probably because Lisa pissed herself. And that's my thing about idioms. I think we're going to need a break. I think she might have pooped. Oh, guys... Guys, she's really hurting over there. Are you okay?
Oh.
All right, we're going to be right back with Wichita and Knock.
I was wondering why the ball was getting bigger. Then it hit me. I used to hate facial hair, but it grew on me. I was planning on making a joke about sodium, but then I thought, nah, nobody will understand it. That one made me salty. I put my grandma on speed dial, I called it Instagram. That musician has a problem, he's a troubled man. A fish swam into a wall and said, damn, 'cause puns are just like paper, they're terrible. Ugh, make it stop, they're unbearable. get down to business to defeat the puns. But puns are the devil's work, so I have none. Okay, I'll stop now, but before I go, why must this song punish me so?
Hey there, welcome back, witches. We've just released Lisa from the Funny Farm. She had a breakdown. She had a bout of hysteria.
She lost it.
They're coming to take me away.
I don't even know what got me going so hard. I think it was the Duchy or whatever.
Well, like you go past the, and I go Duchy, and then she said yes on the left hand side, so she kept it going. So that was perfect.
I think that's just what broke me. Yeah.
80s one hit wonders by Jamaican children always make me laugh.
Totally.
What was the name of that group? Do we know? It doesn't matter. That's a great song. We'll have to throw that in. No, he's right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of doinging in it.
No, I know, but you guys more sounded like I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
They have similar things. I wonder if they suit each other.
Yeah.
They suit the vapors for the turning Japanese.
Man, is it going to be close to have Jukebox Hero Part 3 coming up?
It is about that time.
Yeah.
But you know what time it is now.
What's that time?
It's what you're talking about time.
It's my turn to introduce things is what it is. This is a segment we call What You Talking About that I was assigned to introduce, and I'm introducing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a segment where we talk about things in the news that interest us, and then we get mad about it.
Or we don't.
Daryl, would you like to go first?
I sure will.
Perfect.
So, I found this out, little thing today, little something about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I love that guy.
You know,
what up, dog? What?
You love him?
You love him?
Yeah. We're friends. We're buddies.
Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're friends on Facebook.
Okay. He says doctors found out a worm was in his brain.
Oh.
And had eaten heart. It says the presidential candidate has faced previous undisclosed health issues, including a parasite that he said ate part of his brain. And all I could say to that little info was, well, at least this guy's got an excuse why he's an idiot.
It sounds like the scene from Wrath of Khan, Star Trek 3, with Ricardo Montalban. They put a thing in his head and it starts eating his brains.
Yeah.
So we were watching it on Inside Edition, and they said that it was the hard news.
Yeah.
But it is confirmed that he did say that he did do it because he ate undercooked pork.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
I've actually heard it was a tapeworm.
Yeah.
And So.
Well, it is a true thing. We had a neighbor that had the same thing with him, and they had to put a stent in his brain.
Uh-huh.
Because the worm and everything was still alive in his brain.
This is the grossest shit I've ever heard. I don't believe any of it, but it's the grossest shit I've ever heard.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, if Inside Edition.
It was on hard copy as well. TMZ, come on, you know, all the good ones.
What does Julie Brown say about this? Wubba, wubba, wubba.
Wubba, wubba, wubba.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you for that, Daryl.
So that was interesting.
Go ahead, Lise.
Oh, God. I don't know if I should actually be here.
Bad witch? Come on.
Ooh, okay. So we touched on this a little bit in Shelley's Wow last week. And I feel like I'm kind of stepping on her toes a little bit.
Not at all.
But I feel like I still need to continue to talk about it because Daryl and I just finished watching Baby Reindeer. And if you guys have not watched that on Netflix, feel free to, there are probably going to be some spoilers. We'll try not to give any spoilers. It's a Netflix docudrama. They say it's a black comedy, but I did not really find it funny.
Uh-uh.
I was hearing all the hype. Shelley told me to watch it. I kind of ignored her. But then some other people were saying to watch it. And a lot of people were saying, oh my God, you know, what is this? What did I just see? Blah, 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 this and that. it's like the next, it was, it's supposedly right now is like the next big Tiger King thing where everybody's binging this. And to be honest with you, we did watch it in 2 days.
Yeah. Right.
And it was 7 episodes.
It's like if there were still water coolers, it would be the water cooler show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the next Tiger King. Yeah.
Yep.
So, but it's based on a true story of a comedian, a guy who was not even a rising comedian. He was a trying to be a comedian.
Yeah.
He actually, to be honest with you, I did not think any of his comedy was very funny.
Well, British humor is kind of tough.
It is. And I think he was trying to go for something a little bit different in comedy.
He was trying to be the Carrot Top of the British people.
That's a really good analogy.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so...
he was a prop comic.
He was a prop comic. Prop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what he also kind of reminded me of is kind of like where... Only really like who's the guy from the Hangover, that Zach Galifianakis?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
His comedy is very over my head.
Okay.
So that's what I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, maybe he's too smart for me. I don't know. That doesn't really have anything to do with anything. But he's like, he's a struggling comic.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in London. He's a Scottish guy. The guy who actually plays in the docudrama is
the
actual person that this story is based on.
Plays himself. Yeah.
Hold on, I cried and laughed too hard. My throat hurts.
And when I told you about it, you did want to watch it.
No, I know. I'm okay. Just kidding. That was jokes.
Yeah.
And so, he actually starts. He's really really nice to this girl who he feels sorry for, and she starts stalking him. Anyways, the reason I was reading when everybody was talking about it online. And my clients were talking to me about it and this and that. Everybody was like talking about basically just the whole stalking element of it. And I found this, and they were like, oh my God, this is so, I got so much out of it, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was in tears by the time it was over. So sorry, I keep clearing my throat. It's all that goo that's in the back of my throat from laughing. I just really thought it was poignant, and I thought it was true, and I thought it was honest, and everything that this kid, I mean, he's only in his 20s when this happened, goes through, and the emotions that he feel are so freaking real. And I think the thing, and I told this to Shelley twice yesterday, I think, and I can't say it enough, and I... But we were watching it, and about the 4th or the 5th episode, Daryl looked at me, and he goes, this guy is fucked up. And I looked at him, and I said, we're all fucked up. And that's, I think, what I got mm-hmm. out of it more was that everybody has something. There's no perfect person. And if you are, God bless you, but please, we all have something that's gonna make us cuckoo. And was it really about the stalker, Martha, her being crazy? Because she was certifiably crazy. She had mental issues, whereas the main character wasn't identified as having mental issues. But yet, you can come across watching this thinking he's just as cuckoo as Martha is.
Right.
And it's just, I just thought it was so honest and such, I loved it, and I think both of the actors like deserve some kind of an award.
Golden Globe, baby.
Not even just them, but even the love interest,
yeah,
which was a woman named Terry. I thought she was amazing. I just thought the whole thing was genius. And if
Agreed.
You didn't like it as much as me, I'm really sorry, but I thought it was wonderful.
It was a game changer. I think your word honest is so important. And along with that relatability, you know, with that expression, like we're all one paycheck away from being homeless or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're probably one situation away from being, you know, our world going in a spiral, you know, in a totally different direction.
I think I just did.
I think she went into the other, I think she went into the other life for a little bit.
Yeah,
it's really wild. There's so many layers there, and it is very honest. And yeah, I don't want to take away from your witchit, but
no,
it really sticks with you. I can't stop thinking about it. And
me
I don't think you're stepping on my thing. I think we're just adding on to it. It was really something special. It was very ballsy.
Yes, and I really, really love to hear what everybody else that listens to the podcast thinks about it, because I actually think that it would change my opinion of different people on how they saw it. Does that make sense?
That sounds very judgy. But it would be interesting to see, because there's a piece of Martha and Richard on all of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even Terry, you know, just observing crazy situations from the outside and being reticent or cautious about going into something, because Terry wants to love him.
Yes.
And, you know, but she is seeing this from the outside, and then she gets physically assaulted and gets sucked into it. Guys, watch it. Coalesce.
Yeah.
Like Phil Donahue. We'll take call-ins. We want to talk about it all the time.
Totally. It was amazing. So that's my what you're talking about, and that is my suggestion. Also, be warned, there is... It'll mess with your psyche, and there's also some very, very adult content, so don't watch it with your kids.
There's trigger warnings in almost every episode, but episode 4 is problematic in some ways, yes.
4 is the big one.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you for that, Lisa, and thank you for letting us all hop in. I feel like that watching that show is kind of a journey we all did together at different times, and I also am very curious to see how other people think about it. It really is groundbreaking. That we can talk about those sorts of things now.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. This is a little more uplifting, and I think it's really great. I'm excited about it. So mine comes from nice news again. But so May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and there is a 9th grader who invented a soap that can treat skin cancer.
Oh.
What?
A 14-year-old from Virginia won $25,000 and earned the title of America's Top Young Scientist this past fall for developing an affordable soap that can treat skin cancer. His name is Heman Bakili. He plans to refine his invention over the next 5 years and create a nonprofit to distribute the soap in low-income communities. I got a picture of this kid. He's cute as a button, smart as a whip, obviously. and as somebody that's always dealing with skin cancer stuff and does a melanoma walk every year, you know, those walks are always so funny. It's just like, am I even doing anything here? You know, it's just like, I got some exercise. Who the hell cares? You know, and you gave him $50 or whatever. And does that research go anywhere? And I really think it does. You know, this is especially stuff like this, that these kids are being taught science in school so aggressively. I know that's probably not the right word. And that they really want to make a change in healthcare and all that other stuff. Anyway, I'm really proud of this kid. He's so cute. You should see him with his little award. He won the Young Scientist Challenge. Can you imagine taking a shower and you're like, yep, no skin cancer for me?
Nice.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
I'll take 2 bars, please.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I was talking about. Do you guys have anything else before we go to the wow?
Don't you have something?
I did mine.
I'm new.
It's okay. She's still jacked from her laugh attack.
She was baby reindeered away. She was like Santa. She just took off into the North Pole.
Yes.
I'm so worried about all the stuff coming out my nose. I swear to God, I'm still like, I'm crying. I was laughing. My nose was running. And yes, let's go to the wow. Sorry.
We'll be right back.
You remind me of when I was on mushrooms. That's another time. Sorry. Go ahead. Carry on.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. It's that time. It's wow time. If you haven't heard it or noticed by now, it's wow time.
Okay, thanks.
Yes. So this is our favorite spot. Everybody gets to clue in on something that is their little specialty, you'd say. Yeah. Yeah. So Shell's came up with this great idea. It's been flowing great. I get great reviews from people that say that this is one of their favorite parts of the show now. So I'm very happy about it. And thank you, Shelly, for bringing this about. And
thanks. Thank you guys for taking it seriously. I love listening to your wows.
Who would like to wow us first today?
I'll go first just because mine is kind of...
not wowful?
Yeah, it's not happy.
Okay.
And
oh no.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I don't like to get political on our podcast. I don't think that's about this. But this doesn't really have anything to do with politics per se, other than it has something to do with a political figure who's a fucking whack job. And this person is, her name is Christine Noem. Have you heard this yet, you guys?
No.
Oh, the gal, oh, I have. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, I did hear this the other day.
So I don't care what her affiliation is. It has nothing to do with how I feel about her, even if we are on different sides of the political spectrum. I'm hoping that even people that are on her same side of the political spectrum would think that she's as crazy as she is, too. And I also hope that she doesn't contribute to the world anymore. So this woman, who was a potential candidate for vice president of the Republican Party, and no longer is, I don't think, because I think that even the Republicans think that she's crazy.
Wackadoo.
She is, let's see, she's a governor from South Dakota, and she shot and killed her puppy because it wasn't a good enough hunting dog.
What the fuck?
And she said it, and yeah, she wrote it in her biography.
Yeah.
Isn't that against the law?
I don't know, but she did, and she's all pro-gun and everything, which, again, I have nothing against. I'm not really...
Do what you want to do.
Yeah, I think that hunting is fine.
Sure.
And stuff that's... go Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
I also don't think you should hunt with AK-27
or whatever.
Of course not,
yeah, automatic
but
weapon.
Whatever. Yeah. That's, you know, and I'm not here. That's not the hill
kinda.
I'm going to die on.
But yeah. Yeah, I mean... You don't kill a dog, you give it to somebody else.
Yeah, if right. You don't want that dog because it's not doing its job or whatever, as far as she said, it's in her new book, she said that she killed her dog, and now she says that she suggests President Biden's dog, Commander, meet the same fate.
Oh. What the hell's wrong with this lady?
Right? She, it says... Noem, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, N-O-E-M, has seemingly suggested that President Joe Biden's pet dog, Commander, be shot and killed like she did her own dog in shocking revolutions in the headline last week. I'm losing my place here. The woman, who is 52, reportedly writes in her No Going Back in her memoirs set for release on Tuesday, May 7th, said that she shot her 14-month-old wire-haired pointer puppy mix named Cricket because the animal was less than worthless as a hunting dog. Mm. Noem later defended her decision on X, which is Twitter, if you were
right.
Wondering.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't know that for a while, okay. But now I do. Claiming that killing the dog was the best course of action. Oh, as it also has disciplinary problems and aggressive behavior. Bullshit. That was secondary after she had wrote that other thing in her thing. So then, after she said all this crap, on Sunday, May 5th, she appeared on Face the Nation to address the controversy as well as false stories about Kim Jong-un's contained within the forthcoming memoirs. During the... One second, you guys. I have to turn up the brightness on my phone because I couldn't read it. Okay. During the interview, host Margaret Brennan revealed the copy of the book that obtained by CBS that she that Noem writes that if she ever made to the White House, she'd make sure that Commander was no longer there. Commander, say hello to Cricket. That's what she would do.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that, I mean, what?
What a wackadoo.
What?
And does this woman have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's sadistic.
I have no words. And that's my well of wisdom is animals. And like I said, I don't usually get political, but this is about animals. And that's somebody who needs to be put down. This woman, not her
dog. She
needs
to meet her fate.
She needs to be put down or shot and be buried next to Cricket. And
Cricket don't want to be near that lady.
That's probably true. I wouldn't even let Cricket do that.
I am shocked that nobody's pressed charges on her because that's animal cruelty admitted. Yeah,
straight
admitted
up doing it.
Animal cruelty. It's horrible, and she's a horrible person. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's so unnecessary. And I think even if she had had it taken down and euthanized or whatever, which I absolutely do not agree with. But if a doctor did it instead, could you imagine being an animal or a child of someone where your own parent, owner, master, or whatever is the end of your life, the person that you trust the most?
Right.
I'm sickened.
Yeah, yes. She was saying it had disciplinary actions, or it was not, you know, disciplined well. Probably just to kind of back herself up a little bit.
That's what I think, too.
But you know what? It doesn't matter. That dog doesn't deserve that fate. Give it to somebody that can train it to be disciplined.
Right.
You
know,
but let it live. And
you don't get to make that decision.
Where did
you're
you say she
God.
Was? Where she's from?
South Dakota.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say like Orlando or something. Hey, you should go swimming with alligators. That'd be
there
fun.
You
for
go.
You.
Yeah, and I normally love people from SODAC. That's
yeah,
yeah,
South
that
Dakota
poor puppy.
Yeah.
Cricket.
So sorry about that. Everybody gets something cuter than mine.
Can I do mine? It'll
sure.
It's a little uplifting.
Yeah,
it'll bring us right back. But you know, we've been talking about this fella a little bit lately. We did some of the "I could have been you" this and that, but he's been getting a bad rap. But when you keep acting out and having things happen to you in your life, you're going to be in the news, and things are, you know, people are going to laugh at you. So, rock star face plants during a New Jersey show. Vince Neil took a fall on stage Friday night. 63-year-old Neil was skipping back and forth on the stage until he tripped and fell flat on his face.
Oh, Neil.
He was not seriously hurt and was able to finish the show. But I'm like,
that guy can't stay out of the news with his ineptitudes.
But it's funny because the picture, I wish I would have screenshot the picture, but he looked like the heat miser falling.
I think that you're sabotaging him so you can take over.
I think that that just shows you that 63-year-old men should not be skipping.
I do love a good skip, though. Do you have a good 10 years of skipping left in me?
After 60, you're no longer allowed
well,
to skip.
Let's just say 63-year-old chubby men should not be skipping. Because, you know, look at, you get somebody like Mick Jagger who still has
true,
all
can
his.
Skip.
He can skip to my Lou all day long.
He rocks the stage like no tomorrow, still can sing great and everything. This guy just needs to give it up.
Maybe he's skipping for weight loss.
I think I just got a new band name.
Skipping for weight
skipping
loss?
For Vince.
Mick and Skip.
Mick and Skip.
We are Mick and Skip.
Yeah.
I like that. Get
in there.
That's him doing jump rope.
Yay.
Poor Vince.
But yeah, that's my wow, you know, and
well,
I'm just, you know what I say to that? Wow.
Dude.
That was really good. So I am really bad with gravity in sidewalks, so at least he gets up there and tries it. I can't say that I would do any better, but God bless him.
At 63.
So my wow, well of wisdom, is always true crime. And this week, true crime rule number 21 is watch your workout accessories when you're on the lam.
Oh.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with the 2022 story of the professional cyclist, like bicyclist? The girl's name was Mo. She was fatally shot by Caitlin Marie Armstrong in Texas. They were doing like a cycle race, and they were all in this small subcommunity of cyclists and all gorgeous and fit and all the other things. Well, Mo, well, her Mariah,
yeah,
Anna Mariah,
yeah.
She was or did have a situation with this guy and Colin, and then this other girl didn't like it, and I think that she was the old girlfriend, and then Mo was in the middle, and then the guy went back to the Caitlin. Well, Caitlin didn't like him hanging out with Mo, and that she was a better cyclist than all of it. So anyway, she shot her, she killed her, she's a dick. But
they all cycled?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I didn't believe they were all cyclists.
Okay.
Mo was for sure, but she was gorgeous and very fit and really good at the races.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this Caitlin girl, so she was very jealous, and so she shot the other girl. But prior to her conviction, she had flight attempts both as a wanted person and a detainee. She had spent 43 days at large until her capture in Costa Rica, where authorities said she had used different names and changed her appearance to set up a new life and would attempt to flee from custody on the eve of her trial over a year later. Well, so she was a pretty girl, very fit and stuff, cut her hair and went kind of a mousy brown color, you know, did the glasses, Lois Lane bullshit or whatever, and probably would have blended right in at the fucking airport going to Costa Rica, except for she had her yoga mat on her shoulder as a yoga instructor, like she couldn't buy one while she was down there. Hey, dumb dummy. And it's just like Scott Peterson, hey, I'm going to dye my hair red and put on a big clown nose and clown shoes. You'll never notice me. I'll be at the golf cart with my big duffel bag full of $100 bills.
Scott Peterson. and walks across the border.
And she's real honky.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. Just blending in over here.
Just fitting in, senor. Oh.
So they looked on the cameras. They see the yoga instructor with the yoga mat going to the yoga country to go teach yoga and said, well, maybe that's her. Oh. And here we are.
Yeah.
So the rule number 21, watch your workout accessories when you're on the lam, dummy.
Oh, that. You know what's good about not being fit? What's I don't that? Have to worry about that.
You'll never get caught.
I'll never get caught with a bicycle on my back.
And also, don't be jealous. Leave the poor girl alone. She's living her best life. Well, it's fine.
It's so funny. Didn't you say one of the cyclists was their last name? Is everybody got to be an Armstrong to be a cyclist or what?
Seriously. I wonder if there's any relation.
I don't know. If they all have all
I wonder if she's
balls.
Missing one balls.
Oh, come on, guys. What is it with you and all the balls? That is my wow. Do you want to sing us out of the wow?
Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow.
Why, why, why?
Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow.
That's awesome. That's you guys, thank you again for listening to another episode. I am sorry that I had a laughter meltdown in the middle of it. I didn't know if I was laughing or crying or
coming
or going. I
wasn't sure what was happening over there, but I kept looking at Shelly. Shelly couldn't look at you. She kept looking down. I was like, oh,
boy. I was a little worried that she flipped her noodle.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Talk about giving her a clown noise and sending her across the butter.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey. I forgot to say something.
What?
At the end.
What?
I'm Jerry Seinfeld. What is the deal?
What's going on here?
Hey, we got a new Patreon.
Yes.
Demi Aguilera, our good friend and former guest.
Yes,
she's really great.
Love her to death.
So welcome to the coven, Demi.
Yes.
Sorry I stepped on your lines.
You're totally fine. No biggie. What else do you guys say? Just kidding. thank you, Demi, for joining Patreon. You guys, it's the way to support us. We do this for free. Mm-hmm. And actually, we pay. No.
it actually costs us money to do this.
So yeah. If you're entertained, please support us somehow. If not by joining Patreon, but maybe by giving us a little review here or there or participating in our Instagram or Facebook stuff.
Exactly. And I think you all are really cute. Thank you for playing today. And this was a fun one.
Great show. Yeah.
Yep. And Lisa's still blowing her nose from all the laughs not. And, what else do we need to promote? Nothing?
I don't think so.
Okay, then just shut up and stay witchy, my friend.
Stay bitchy. That was me blowing my nose. Did y'all get that?
Honk! Stay honky.
When I look out my window, what do you think I see? When I look in my window, so many people to be. That is strange, so strange. Gotta pick up every stick. Gotta pick up every stick. Gotta pick up every stitch and